Today's shir is L'zeicha Nishmas of Yehuda Leiber of Shmuel. Today's shir is Masechta Megillah Daf Yud Beis. We will begin on Daf Yud Beis Amud Aleph at the top of the Amud. We, at the end of the previous shir, had discussed that the year in which Nebuchadnezzar died and Evel Meroidach was appointed to be his successor. In the previous Gemara, we were counting towards the 70 years that Klal Yisrael were in Golus after the Churban Bayis Rishon, they were counted as 2 years. But really, they had to be considered 1 year because of the overlap. Tanya Nami Hochi says the Gemara, so do we learn in a Braisa. Void Shona Acheres Lebovo, there was one more year till Golus Bovel. V'omer Dariush v'shlima, and Dariush, when he became king after Belshazzar, that's when it was made up, and that's after that year where the 70 years were over, and that's when the Golus Bavel started to end with Klal Yisrael coming back to Eretz Yisrael. It says the Gemara, Amar Rava, after Neil, Daniel as well, Tor b'chai chashbonah, made a mistake in calculating the 70 years. The Ksiv, the Pasuk says in Daniel, B'shna Achas L'malchoy, the first year of his rule, Ani Daniel B'noisi B'sforim, I started to try to understand, Mispar Shanim, the number of years Asher Dvar Hashem Yirmiyahu HaNavi, the amount of years that Hashem had spoken to Yirmiyahu, Lamaus Lachovers Yushlaim Shivim Shana, to count how many years there were until for the Golus Bavel to end. Says the Gemara Midakamar, the fact that Daniel uses the words Benisi, I needed to try to understand, is clearly indication Michlal the Ta that he had made an error, and that's why he had to try to figure it out. Asked the Gemara, however, Mikamakim Kosher Kra Dodi, we still have here a contradiction. Ksiv, one pasuk says, Koy Ama Hashem, Kilafil Amois Labovo, Shim Shana Efkar Eschem, when the Golus Bavel will have 70 years, I will remember you. The Kemosi Alechem Dvare Hatoiv, Lahashiv Eschem El Mokam Azeh. At that point, I will do good for you and bring you back to Eretz Yisrael. So here we see that the 70 years begin from when Nebuchadnezzar conquered Yoyakim. There's another pasuk that says, Benisi b'sfarim, the pasuk that we just quoted, Benisi b'sfarim b'spar chavis ha'shad v'ar Hashem, el yimei ha'navi, l'malos l'chorvis yushlaim shim shana. So from here it seems that we count the 70 years from the time of the Churban. So we need to try to reconcile these two psukim. Amar Rava answers, Rava, the way to count is that indeed, the 70 years begin from Chorvus Yerushalayim, from when Yerushalayim was destroyed. But Lakida Ba'alma, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu will start remembering Klal Yisrael, and that Kairish started giving them permission that they could go back to Yisrael, that began actually earlier. And says the Gemara, that's what we see in the Pasuk. The Pasuk says, Koyam HaKadosh Melech Pras, Kamam Mechais Aras Nosun Li Hashem Melechai HaShemayim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu has turned over the entire world to me. V'hu Pakat Alai, and he commanded me, V'hu Pakat Alai, Livnos Lebayis B'Shalayim, to build a Beis HaMikdash in Shalayim. Dorosh Rav Nachman, Rav Chizda, my diksiv, Koy Ama Hashem L'Mashichoy, L'Koyresh Asher Zakti B'Yaminoy. Kadosh Baruch Hu uses beautiful, powerful words describing Koyresh. He calls him his Mashichoy, his anointed one, Asher Zakti B'Yaminoy, that held on to his right hand. What does that mean? El B'Kikoyrech Mashichoya, ask the Gemara, is Koyresh Mashiach, that's how the Pasuk calls him? Ela Amalai HaKadosh Baruch Hu L'Mashiach. HaKadosh Baruch Hu said to Mashiach, Koy B'nei Alecha, HaKairish, I'm upset, I'm complaining to you about Kairish's behavior. Shani Amarti, I said Shehu Yivne Beisi, I said that he will be the one to build the Beis HaMikdash, V'kabitz Gol Yoisai, and be the one to bring back the Golus, all the people from Golus. V'hu Amar, and he said, Mi bechem mikol amoy v'yal, whoever wants to come back to Tzisrael. But he did not actively encourage them, did not actively do something to bring them back to Tzisrael. And therefore, explains the Rashba, only somebody who is actively involved in bringing Klal Yisrael back to Tzisrael can be considered Mishichoi. Somebody else who doesn't have that shtadlus, somebody who doesn't go out of his way to bring Mashiach, to do what's right, cannot be considered Mashiach. Why did HaKadosh Baruch Hu speak to Mashiach about it? Because says the Sifsei Chachamim, because this directly affected the Bias HaMashiach. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, the Bias HaMashiach could not come because Kairosh did not do all that he could have and should have in the rebuilding of Yerushalayim. The Pasuk says in the Megillah, as the Gemara continues, the Megillah, the Pasuk says, Chel paras umadai hapar tumum. So it says, Madai, that it seems that Madai were the partumim, they were the ministers. V'ksiv, l'malchim Madai opras. It seems that Madai were the melech, the king. So what were they? Were they king or were they the ministers? Amar Rava, explains Rava, Esnuya Asna Badodi. They had made the following deal, Madai and Pras. Ila minon malki, if we will be the king, minaychu afrachi, then you will be the ministers. V'minaychu malki, and if from you the king will be appointed, minon afrachi, then we will be the ministers. That's how they divided the leadership. Says the Gemara, the Pasuk says in the Megillah Baharis, says, Oysher gvoid malchusoy, vest yikar tferis gudulosoy. Amar Rabbi Yosef b'Chanin, Melamed, shalavish b'gdei kuhuna, achashverish put on the b'gdei kuhuna, ksiv hacha, because the Pasuk here, describing the garments that achashverish put on, says, yikar tferis gudulosoy, the ksiv hasam, when the Pasuk describes the b'gdei kuhuna, v'sisa, continues the Megillah, saying when these days were over, he made a large feast that lasted 7 days. Says the Gemara Rav Shmuel, we have a machloikis, Rav and Shmuel, an understanding was what Achashverosh did, that he first made a mishta for the people that lived in faraway countries, and then for the people in Shushan, which is where he was. Second, was that the smart thing to do or not the smart thing to do? Chanam HaMelech Pikei Chaya, one says he was wise in doing so. The Chanam HaMelech Tipei Chaya, he was unwise in doing so. And the Gemara explains, Mandam HaMelech Pikei Chaya, according to the opinion that says he was wise, Shapa Ovid, the car of Rechika Barisha. First, he did something to make the people who live far away feel better. The B'nai Masei, the people who live nearby, they're not such a challenge. Because Kol Amos, the Bai Mephaislehu, whenever he wants to make them feel good, since they live nearby, it's not a big deal. So it's much more of a challenge that he had to first work with the people who lived further away. According to Mandama that says he was a fool, he first should have made the people who live close to him feel better. Because if they will rebel against him, if the people from the faraway countries will rebel, the people close by who are there and available will be there to protect them. So the Inyan Yaakov explains that this machloikis that we have now in Melech Chochem or Melech Tipish is directly related, he says, to what we discussed in our previous shiur. And that was Chach, when the Gemara spoke about HaMoylech, did it mean that he Moylech me'atzmai, they just took the king, he took the monarchy by himself. And if that's the case, then it's smart that he took the people who live far away, because the people nearby knew that he was a person that deserved to be king. If you say Melech Tipesh, so then he should have strengthened his kingdom by making the people close by who weren't necessarily impressed with him first be satisfied with him. Says the Gemara, Shaul Talmid of Rav Shimon ben Yochai. Rav Shimon ben Yochai's Talmidim asked him, Neiman Netzchaivus Aneim Sheyisrael Shabbos Adar Kliya. Why did the people of that time, why did Klai Yisrael at that time, it's a euphemism, deserve to be destroyed? Amar Lahem, so he said to them, Imru Atem, you answer. Amar Lahi, so they said, Mimnei Shenenu Mesudasa Shalai Sarasha. Because they participated in the feast that Achashverosh made, in that banquet. So ask them, Rav Shimon Yochai, Im Kain, Shevishushin Yehargu. If that's the case, then only those who lived in Shusham, who participated in the banquet, should have been destroyed. B'cholayim kulam ayah ahargu. But the rest of the world not. So the Iyun Yaakov asked the obvious question. The Talmidim asked the Rebbe a question. So normally when a Talmud asks the Rebbe a question, the Rebbe is supposed to answer. Here we find that Rav Shimon ben Yochai tells them to answer him. So he explains that they certainly understood that the people who participated in the king's banquet deserved to be punished. What they didn't understand, why did they deserve such a serious punishment? And in fact, the question that many Mefarshim ask is, according to the Gemara's opinion now, that they deserve to be punished because they participated in that feast, in that banquet, why do they deserve to be killed for that? So some suggest because they served chalev. And chalev, there's an issacharis if somebody eats chalev. The Sifsa Chacham said that it became a religious, it wasn't just a feast, it was a religious holiday. And somebody who participates in their religious holiday is like he's an Oved Avodah Zarah. And since it's considered like he's an Oved Avodah Zarah, that's why he deserves to be punished so significantly. Even though there are some that explain that they did serve kosher food, and therefore maybe it isn't an issue that they ate non-kosher food and they were deserving punishment for that. So many Mefarshim try to understand this Gemara and trying to understand why is participating in such a meal, considered a terrible avera. Rav Yosef Engel in the Gilyonei Hashas says it's not that they ate. Of course they shouldn't have eaten, but it's not that they got punished for eating. He says they got punished, as the Gemara says, shenano, that they enjoyed the Sudasa Sasurasha. What HaKadosh Baruch Hu looks at is not the eating. It's HaKadosh Baruch Hu looks at, did you enjoy doing the Aveira? And in fact, he explains, the Gemara says about Rebbe, the end of Masechta Ksubos, the Gemara says about Rebbe, that as he left the world, he said, he didn't have any pleasure from this world, even with the smallest amount. Asks Rabbi Yosef Engel that the Gemara, in describing Rebbe, says that Rebbe was an individual, that the Gemara says, Antignus Rebbe, like Paschum al Shechanon, there was never lacking from their table, like Tznoyim v'loi Chazeres. They had every delicacy in the world. So how, he asks, could we suggest that, how could he have made an announcement, Shleinanim al-Olam Hazeh, afilu b'espektana, he didn't have any pleasure? Because the answer is, you could eat. And the Gemara is suggesting there's not anything necessarily wrong with eating. What the issue was is the enjoyment of that eating. And that's why, because banana, that they had that hanor, that is why they were punished. And I saw that the Sefer Imri Elimelech says that the punishment was because they drank stam yenom. They drank wine, which wasn't kosher wine. And the Chayei Adam quotes that anybody who drinks stam yenom at the end will suffer and his family would intermarriage. So he explains that was the issue. The issue was shenanu ma'isasuda, that they drank non-kosher wine, and when one drinks kosher non-kosher wine, that's when it's a very serious situation. I saw that the Sefer Ol Yahal takes a different approach. He says that it says in the Megillah, we're going to learn soon, Lasis Kritzoin Ish V'Ish, that Mordechai and Haman were the main people who were involved in preparing this meal. Explains the Ol Yahal. When people saw, it was what Haman did in planning the meal. When Haman planned the meal, he planned it in a way that people should not be eating and celebrating the way a Jew is supposed to live and eat. And because of that, it wasn't for the food that they were punished. It was for the participation that they got involved in Taivas Olam Hazeh. And that's why the Chasam Sofer explains that wasn't it a situation of pikuach nefesh? And we know, certainly, one is allowed to eat non-kosher food in a situation of pikuach nefesh. So says the Chasam Sofer, the same word that we're learning all over. It's not that they ate. They had no choice but to eat. The issue was, nenu, if you have to do an aveira, and maybe under certain circumstances, the halacha allows you to do the aveira. But the halacha doesn't tell you nenu. The halacha doesn't tell you that you should enjoy doing the aveira. And the fact that they enjoyed doing the aveira is why they were punished. But now he said that if that's the case, only the people in Shushan should have been punished. Why in the entire world? Amrlai emata. So now the Talmidim told Rav Shimon ben Yochai, if we haven't been able to explain it properly, so you please explain it. Amalai, when they should nishtach v'tzelem, they bowed down to the Tzelem in the time of Nebuchadnezzar. Amalai, so they said, if that was the sin, v'chi mas upon yesh b'davar, so why were they saved? In other words, they have no right to worship an Avodah Zarah. And if the Avera was that they worshipped Avodah Zarah, why were they spared? Amalai, so he responded, Heimlai also alufnim. They didn't really intend to worship Avodah Zarah. It was just for show. And therefore, that's the way HaKadosh Baruch Hu treated them. Af HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so too, HaKadosh Baruch Hu loyosamem alufnim. It was only a show. It was not something that they meant with their heart. And since they didn't mean it with their heart, that's why they weren't punished. So from here, the way Rashi seems to explain, they worshipped Avodah Zarah, but they didn't worship it with their heart. They didn't have intention, and that's why they weren't Chayiv Misa. But Tosfos Masechta Avodah Zarah, Daf Gimel Amud Aleph, Divrei Maaskeh Shaloi, disagrees. He says the Isser of worshipping Avodah Zarah applies even if you do it without intending to worship the Avodah Zarah. So he says what happened here was not that it was an Avodah Zarah. It was a statue. But it was a statue that they turned into an Avodah Zarah. And therefore, it doesn't really have the full-fledged din, the full-fledged rule of Avodah Zarah. And since it doesn't have the full-fledged rule of Avodah Zarah, that's why they weren't punished as if they were worshipping Avodah Zarah. The Yaros Tavash has a different approach. He says that the Medrash says that what happened was that they took this statue and they put on top of the statue the tzitz of the Kohen Gadol. So that's why he says when they bow down to the Avodah Zarah, it wasn't considered as if they're actually worshipping Avodah Zarah because they intended to worship, to bow down to the tzitz. And since they bow down to the tzitz, it's not considered as if they're actually worshipping Avodah Zarah. The pasuk continues in describing this banquet, and the pasuk says, "Bechatzar ginas bisan hamelech." So the pasuk mentions three different places: Chotzer, Gina, and Bison. Says the Gemara, Ravish Mul Charama Haroy LeChotzer Chotzer. Somebody who was more significant sat in the Chotzer. that they determined every individual what is the right place that he should sit. Some people sat in the chotzer, haroy legina gina, some people sat in the garden, veroy lebisan bisan, and some people sat in the house. V'charamar, hashivim v'chotzer. He first put everybody to sit in the chotzer. However, v'loy chazikason, there was not enough room in the chotzer. So then, he put them into the gina. And that too, Floyach Zikoson, did not hold enough room. At Shechnison Labison, until he ultimately put them into the Bison, into the houses, for Chzikoson. There simply wasn't enough room throughout the house. B'masnisatana, Hashivan B'chotzer, he opened, everybody had a seat in the courtyard, in the chotzer. And then he opened up two doors, Echad legina, one opened up to the gina, vech lebison, and one opened up to the bison, and everybody went to where they wanted to go. Chor karpas uschelis, my chor rava mechari chori. The sheets that were put on the beds on the couches that they sat on were made with very intricate needlework. The shmulam emilas levana, it was made out of white wool, hitzilahem, that's what he spread out on top of the sheet, on top of the beds. So I saw that Rabbi Meyachil Ostritzer explains we can now understand the meaning that we have on Purim, the halacha we have on Purim is Shalom Shalach Mayans. Because the Gemara said that what they did at that time wasn't true. It was only Lefnim. So why did we explain when we learned the sugyas of Shalach Manas? We learned that the Shalach Manas is to show friendship amongst us. So sometimes you're not really such a good friend of another person, but you show as if you are a friend. Just like HaKadosh Baruch Hu did what was for show, so too we should do what's for show and show that we're friends even if we're not. And that's another pshat that I saw from the Teres Moshe. Then why do we send Shalach Manas? We send Shalach Manas because as we're learning in our Gemara, a very big part of the Aveira that they did was that they ate from the Suda of Achashverosh. So they specifically bring Shalach Manas. We bring food that's kosher food and say we're trying to correct the Aveira that we did, that we ate food that we weren't supposed to eat. Karpas, Amar Rav Yitzchak Bar Chanina, Karim Shapasim. They had pillows made out of linen. Aglile Kesef Avmude Shesh, Mita Zoav Vechesef. Tanya B'Yudoimer, Haroy Lekesef Lekesef. Somebody who wasn't of such a significant stature sat on a bed made out of silver. Haroy Lezov. And people of greater stature sat on gold beds. Omle Reb Nechemya. So Reb Nechemya says, I can't accept this. Because if that's what happened, Im Kain, Atamatal Sina Besuda. You're causing people to become jealous. The purpose of the meal is to cause goodwill amongst the people. But when everybody sits on a different type of bed, that causes jealousy. Elo, says the Gemara Haim Shel Kesef, the actual couch was made out of silver. Vragleim, and the legs were made out of gold. So what was the purpose? What was the purpose of doing so? So I saw that the purpose of doing so was to show that the beds were so heavy that they needed very strong legs to hold them. And that's to show how important they were. Ritbat bat v'sheish amar v'asi avonim shemischaitetes abaleim. Bat means stones that their owners cannot even fathom their value. The Pasuk in Zechariah praises Klal Yisrael that when Mashiach comes, Klal Yisrael is going to be so special that like the jewels in the crown, that people when they see those jewels cannot really understand the value of those jewels. Here too, they can't understand how expensive these jewels were. Darva Secharis, Rav Amma, Dori Dori. There were rows of diamonds. There were rows of diamonds, of stones lined up. The other pshat that the Sif Sechem says that the people were sitting there in rows. The Shmuel Amar, Evan Tavi Yesh Begar Chayam. There's a very expensive jewel overseas. V'doroshma. Hashiva b'emtsa suda, and Achashverosh placed it in the middle of the room. Meir l'kam kutzarayim, and it gave off light to the entire. It gave off light to the entire room. The bear of Shmaltana shakara drol l'chabale schayra. He said that they won't be raised. He won't raise taxes. And the way I saw the Sifsei Chachamim explains this Gemara, he says the people, when they saw this very expensive meal that cost so much to supply, were concerned that now the king wanted to make this expensive banquet, but at the end of the day, we're going to have to pay for this banquet. So Achashverosh announced that even though we're having such a huge expense in making this meal, we won't raise taxes. We're, on the contrary, we're going to give a break in the taxes. V'hashkos b'klizov, the kelim, Mikalim Shainim. So ask the Gemara, why does it say Shainim? Mishunim. It meant to say that they weren't your usual Kalim. So Mishunim in Baile. The right word to say is Mishunim. Amar Rava Yotzabaskov Amalahem. Harishainim Kalu Ne Kalim. The earlier generations were destroyed because they used these Kalim. Vatem Shainim Behem. And now you are going to make this mistake again. So morale actually asks, why is it that way? Why did the previous generations, Baal Shetzer, as soon as he used the Kalim of the Beis Hamikdash, he was punished? And why wasn't he? So the Maral answers that the Pasuk says, Obaba Pritzim V'chalalua. Once Baal Shetzer used these Kalim for his own purpose, they lost their Kedusha. So once they lost their Kedusha, it's not such a serious Avera of using it for your own purpose. V'yayin Malchus Rav, Amar Rav Malam Shkol Echad Hishkiu Yayin. Everybody was served wine, Shagolim and Abishonim, that was older than he was, because old wine is preferable, so everybody got wine that is older than he is. Vashti Kados, my Kados, Amar Rav Chanan Bishim Rameya, Kadash Shal Torah. They followed the rules of the Torah. Ma dashal Torah, just like when you bring a carbon, achila meruba b'shtiyah, the food, the animal is much more than the liquid, the wine that comes along for it. As sudasa shalaisa rasha, so too the suda of Achashverosh, achila meruba b'shtiyah. And that's why on Purim, where it says in the Megillah, says the Emor Emes, the napachu, we do everything in the reverse on Purim. Since we do everything in the reverse on Purim, Purim Suda, with the Shtiya, the drinking is Merubah, is more than the Achila, to fulfill what it says in the Megillah, for Nafaychu. Ein Oynes, Amar Rab, Lazar Malam Shkol Echad Ve'echad, Hishki Yai Medinasai. Everybody should be comfortable. So the way they made everybody comfortable is by giving him wine that he's used to drinking, wine from the country from where he came. Lasis Kritzoin Ish Ve'ish, Amarava, Lasis Kritzoin Mordechai Vahaman. As we said, Mordechai and Vahaman were the people who were in charge of the liquor at that meal. Mordechai, and they had a debate. Mordechai wanted them to eat less, and Haman knew that they were eating at this meal that would bring them down. Lasis Kritzoin Ish Ve'ish, Mordechai and Haman were having this debate. How do we know they're both called Ish? Mordechai Diksev, the Pasuk, in describing Mordechai, says Ish Yehudi. Haman Diksev, the Pasuk, when it describes Haman, it says Ish Tsar V'ayiv. So I saw that the Satmar Rebbe, in explaining this Gemara, Mordechai Haman, says that Haman's intention was that they should eat the non-kosher food. And as soon as they would eat non-kosher food, he knew that he would be able to have control over them. Mordechai, therefore, was involved in the meal as well. And since Mordechai was involved in the meal as well, made sure that all the food that was brought to the meal was kosher food. And somebody who eats kosher food is a person that will not be nichshal, that food will not cause him to do an aveira. Gam Vashti Amalka, also Mishnei Noshim, Beis Hamalchus, asked the Gemara, Beis Noshim Ibaylei. It should have said that he made it that she made the meal in the Beis Hanoshim. Amar Rava, so says Rava, what we need to understand is Shneim Ladvar Aveir Neskavnu. Achashverosh and Vashti were both bad people, and they had very bad intentions with making this meal. And says the Gemara, Haidami Inchi, this is a parable that people say, Ibakari, the man has large cucumbers, Vitasei, and his wife Mitsui, with small cucumbers. They're both dealing with cucumbers. They're both intended to cause Klal Yisrael to do Averis. B'yom HaShvi, K'toiv Lev HaMelech B'yayin, asked the Gemara, Ota Ad Hashta Loi Tav Libe B'chamra. He was drinking and intoxicated the whole week. That was only when the Pasuk says he became intoxicated. Amar Rava, Yom HaShvi Shabbos Hoya. What it means to say is that the Yom HaShvi was on Shabbos. And what happened was, Shisrael Oichon V'shoysim, when Klal Yisrael eat and drink, what do they do? Meschilim at the very Torah, but the very Shishbachos, they say the very Torah, and they praise HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Av Oiv D'Kachavim Sh'Oichon V'shoysim, when the Oiv D'Kachavim eat and drink, Ein Meschilim, Eli B'Divrei Tiflis. They start saying foolish things. And from here, the Sifsei Chacham says that we see that what do you do, Meschilim B'Divrei Torah, or B'Divrei Tishbachos? When a person sitting by a Suda Shabbos, first he should say the Divrei Torah, and then afterwards he should sing the Zmiris. And I believe the reason is because Pekudei Hashem Yisharim Mesamchei Lev. When somebody says Divrei Torah, it brings true Simcha. The Kain, Avlavi Kacham Shoichel V'Shoisim, Ein Maschilon Abba Divrei Tiflis. When they start eating and drinking, it brings out the foolishness. And that's exactly what happened at that meal. Halala Amrim, a debate began amongst the Nochrim who were sitting at that meal. Halala Amrim Madayus Nayus, the people from Madai, the women from Madai are most pretty. Halala Amrim Parsiyos Nayus, the women from Paras are most pretty. Amalam Achashverish, so Achashverish said, Kli Sha'anim Ishtamish Boy, my wife, En Eloi Madai V'Eloi Parsi, is not from Madai nor Pras, El Kazdi. She's from Bavel. B'tzayin Chan L'Roysa, do you want to see what a truly beautiful woman looks like? Amaloi In, so they said, yes, Ovat Shetei Ruma. But she has to come not wearing any clothing. And the reason they said that is because if a person is wearing nice clothing and wearing nice jewelry, that may be camouflaging that the person is really not that beautiful. So they said, if she'll come not wearing any clothing, we'll really be able to see what she truly is. And says the Gemara, why did this happen? The way you treat people is the way you will be treated. She would take Jewish girls and strip them, voice them malach of Shabbos, and she would force them to do work on Shabbos. Hainu d'ksiv, and that's what it says in the Megillah. Achad v'ram ela. After this entire episode, kishoy chamalach Achashverosh, when Achashverosh calmed down, zocha es vashti v'sasasasa v'sasasnigzala. Shame shasasasa. Exactly what happened to her. That's what. Everything is HaKadosh Baruch Hu runs the world Mida Kenegan Mida. But Tamana Malka Vashti, so Malka Vashti refuses. Ask the Gemara Michti Pritzosa Hava. Vashti was a woman with no morals. Damamar Shneim Levar Veirin's Kavna, as we just discussed, Vashti and Achashverosh were the two same type of people that did not have any type of moral. So why all of a sudden my tamalaya soy? Why all of a sudden did she not want to? Why all of a sudden did she not want to come? Says the Gemara. Amar Rav Yosef b'Chanina melamba sheparcha tzaraz. She refused to come because she was embarrassed because she formed tzaraz. Masnisatana Shemabob Gavriel, Avriel came, Vosla Zanov, and added to her a tail, which was extremely embarrassing. Says the Gemara, V'yiktsef HaMelech Ma'od, that Achashverosh got very upset, asked the Gemara, Am I dolk by kulahai? Why did he get that angry? And the way I saw that the Gra explains the Gemara's question, it's understandable that he'll get angry because she refused to do what he asked. But usually, when somebody gets angry for such a reason, they calm down fairly quickly. Here we don't find that Achashverosh should calm down. And the question is, why did Achashverosh not calm down? Says the Gemara, Amar Rava Sholchalei, because she sent him the following message. Bar Araya da Abba, you who worked in the stables, in the horse stables of my father, Abel Kabel Alpha Chamer Shosiv Larave, and my father would drink the same amount of wine as 1,000 people drink, and he would not become drunk. Vahu Gavri, and you, Ishtate Bechamri, you don't have that control over yourself, and as soon as you drink some wine, you get intoxicated. Because she embarrassed him, Vachamosoi Baraboy, he immediately got upset. Yama Melch Chachamim, Yoide Eitim. Ask the Gemara, Man Chachamim, who are the Chachamim that he had spoke to? Says the Gemara, the Chachamim are the Rabbonim. Amal Yoide Eitim, what makes them smart? That he said, Shioidim L'Aber, Shana L'Kvay Chedoshim. They are the people that know how to identify when the new month is. So why is that considered that they're such great chachamim? So the Yaros Tavash quotes the Alshach. He says that we know that at the beginning of Bria's Olam, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world, he created the world that the sun and the moon were equal. And then the moon came to complain, Ein Shtei Melochim Mishtamshim B'Keser Echad, you can't have two kings using one crown. So we see that two kings can't be at the same time. And therefore, he said, you, Klal Yisrael, are experts. The people who are able to determine when is the new month are experts in kings. And therefore, since you're expert in kings, I want you to decide what should we do here. Amru, so the Chachamim said to themselves, Heichi Navid, exactly what should we do here? Namely, Katla, should we suggest to him to kill her? When the wine will wear off, he's going to want her back, and she won't be here anymore. She'll be dead. Neimala Shafka, should we tell him, leave her? So he'll be upset at us that we're not treating him with the proper respect. So they sent the following message. From when the Beis Hamikdash was destroyed, the Galina Marzainu, and we've gone into exile, Nitla Eitzimimenu, we don't have that wisdom. They ain't on the Yodim Ladin Din and the Fashis. We don't know how to deal with such a case. He said, so they tell him, Zil Gabe Amar Moyev, you're better off asking the wise men of Amar Moyev, the Yasu Beduchtayu, that they did not go into exile. Chamidu Yasu Adudayu. When you start pouring over wine from one keli to another keli, it start loses its tam. And they said, we don't have it, but they who never went into Golis, they have their original good taste, they're the right people to ask. Ask them a tam amalei, what's the reason? The ksiv, indeed the pasuk says, shanan mayav menu orav, v'shoykiru al shmarav, shanan mayav has been in his place, Valhurik Makli al Kli, he's not been poured over from one Kaili to another Kaili. Ubagoila Laholach, he hasn't been sent into exile. Al Kain Ometamai Vrechai Lainamar. That's why they have their great taste and they still retain the great wisdom. Miyad, so immediately Achashverosh calls the Karvalov. Kashna Shesha Admosa Sarshus Meris Marshna Mamuchim Shiva Sar Pars Madai Roy Pnei Amelech Hayoshim Rishoina B'Malchus Amar Avlevi Kaposik Zeh Al Shum Kabonis Nemar. If we understand this Pasik, the entire Pasik is speaking about Kabonis. And the Pasik is trying to tell Klal Yisrael is speaking to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and asking that he should remember the Schus of the Kabonis. Kashna Do the nations of the world bring you karam b'nei shana, kvasim b'nei shana for kabonis? Kederech sheyikriv Yisrael fenecha, like Klai Yisrael did. Sheser, klum ikrivu lefenecha shtei toirim. Klai Yisrael bring shtei toirim. The Anochrim do not. Admosam, klum bonu lefenecha mizbeich adama. Did they build such a mizbeich for you? Tashish, klum shimshu lefenecha the big dekuna. Do they do avoida? Do the Nochrim do avoid in the big dekuna? That the pasuk describes the big dekuna. The ksibu tarshesh v'shoyam v'yoshvei. Meris klum mersa b'damu fenecha. We know that the blood that's used in the base of Mikdash may not congeal. So what they did, we learned this in Masechta Yuma, what they would used to do is they used to stir the blood to prevent it from congealing. Marsna, klum mirsu b'menachsla fenecha, that they mix flour to bring for karban mincha. Memuchan, klum achinu shulchan fenecha, that they prepare a shulchan with the lechem upon him. V'yayma memuchan, so the pasuk says the memuchan speaks up, tana memuchan zahaman. The mumen is haman, v'laman nikrishmai memuchan. Why was he called memuchan? Shai muchan l'peronius. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, from the beginning, set up the story that he should be punished. Amar of Kahana, Mekan, from what we see from here is, Shehejit Kovitz Barosh. Memuchan is the one that's mentioned last. So presumably it means he was the least significant of all of those Chachamim. And even though he was the least significant of all those Chachamim, he jumped up first. And he sent out the following letter. Lias Kalish, Sayer Rebesai. If not for these original letters, Klaisol would have never survived. Amri, the people of the country said to themselves, "My high the Shadalon, what's this message? Lias Kalish, Sarah Rebesai, that everybody should be the man of the house? Pshita, Afil Karchi, even a person who is a weaver." And the Gemara says that a person who's a weaver, the Gemara Masechta Shabbos says, can never be appointed to be a king. He can never be appointed a position of authority. But based on Prishdachin Lahavi, in his home, he is the ruler. So why do we have to hear this message? So that's why they realized that his letters don't really mean anything. And that's why when he sent out a letter to destroy Klal Yisrael, they did not take it that seriously. V'yafkid HaMelech B'kidim, Amarav Maidik Siv, Kol Aram Yas Badas, the Ksil Yifrois Ivelis, Kol Aram Yas Badas David, the Ksiv Myamila Avodov. David's servants told him, Yivakish Ladoni Melech Nar Psula. Says the Gemara, Kama the Havale Barta Isinale. Whoever had a daughter wanted that his daughter should marry David Melech. Uksil Yifris Evelis Zachashverish. And a fool is Achashverish, the Ksiv, Vyafkade. The king had to find people to find the girls to marry, to be willing to marry him. Because anybody who had a daughter, was hiding them, and he had to send officers to try to find these girls, because nobody wanted to let their daughter marry Achashverosh. And as the Mefarshim explained, the reason was because what Achashverosh would do is, even if he did not decide to marry this girl, he would have relations with her and then just send her home in an embarrassing fashion. The Begillah says, Ish Yehudiyai B'shushan Abiri, Ish Shemini. So the Pasuk says, Ish Shemini, my comer, ask them what is meant with this. Ili Yechusikai Asi, if we want to give us his Yichus, that he came from Binyamin, so ask the Gemara, Liachse V'ozel Binyamin. So let's mention his Yichus all the way up to Binyamin. Al-Mashnahani, why were these specific people, your Shimi and Kish, only these people from all of his forebearers mentioned? Tana answers the Gemara, Kulon al-Shmoy Nikru. Mordechai was related in his behavior to all of these people. Karle, why? Ben Yair, Ben Sheher, and Naim Yisrov Tfilosai. He davened on behalf of Klal Yisrael, and because he davened on behalf of Klal Yisrael, that's how Klal Yisrael had a Yeshua. Ben Shimi, Ben Sheshama, Kael Tfilosai, HaKadosh Baruch Hu heard his tefillah that he davened on the behalf, and Ben Kish, Sheikish Shai Rachman Vinifthulai. He banged on the doors of the Shai Rachman and HaKadosh Baruch Hu opened those doors. Asked the Gemara, Karla Yehudi. The Pasuk calls him Ish Yehudi. Amam Yehudi Kasi. That means he came from Yehuda. And Karla Yemini, Amam Binyamin Asi. So where was he from? Binyamin and Yehuda. Answers the Gemara, Amram Nachman, Mordechai Muchta Binyamnusai Haya. Mordechai had beautiful names. And the Gemara explains, what does that mean? Amar Rabbi Babachan, Amar Bishur Ben Levi. Aviv Binyamin, his father was from Binyamin, Vima Mayehuda. And therefore, he had in him the talents of both of these Shvatim. Varbanan Amri, Mispachas, Misgaras, Bzu, Bzu. The families of Klal Yisrael were debating which, Bishchus whom, the Mordechai turned out to be Mordechai. Mishpachas Yudai Meris, and Nogorim, the Mishyalad Mordechai. We were the ones that caused the Mordechai to be burnt. Born the Loikatle David the Shimon Ben Giri. Shimon Ben Giri was a great grandfather of Mordechai, and he was Chayiv Misa because he was murdered by Malchus. And even though he was murdered by Malchus, David did not kill him, and that's how he was ultimately born. Mishpachas Binyamin Amri Minoikos. He's from Sheva Binyamin. Rav Amar Knesset Yisrael Amar Leidach Gisa. Knesset Yisrael complains. Ruma Asli Yehuda or Mashilim Liam Yehudi. Look what Yehuda did and how you and what Yemini did. Ma Asli Yehudi, like Katli David Lishimi. David did not kill Shimi. The Israel had Minei Mordechai that caused the Mordechai to be born. The Mikni by Haman. And Haman, as we know, was jealous of Mordechai. Or Mashilim Liam Yehudi, like Katli Shol Agag. Shol, as we discussed a number of times in the Masechta, did not kill Agag, the king of Amalek. And that caused the Mis'alim in Haman, that Haman was born, the Mitzah Yisrael, who was our arch enemy. Rabbi Yochanan Amar, Loilam b'Binyamin Asi. Mordechai was from Sheva Binyamin. So if that's the case, ask the Gemara, for my Karla Yehudi, why is he called Yehudi? Says the Gemara, Shul Shukafa b'Avayda Zara. Haman turned himself into Avayda Zara. And we know Mordechai refused. Mordechai refused to bow down. And says the Gemara, "Kol ha'koyfa b'avodah zara." Anybody who refuses to bow down to avodah zara, nikra Yehuda. Tiksiv, as the pasuk says in Daniel, "Issei guvern Yudai la'alach loy polchin u'tzelam da'hav de'kayam to loy sogdin." Somebody who refuses to worship avodah zara is called a Yehudi. A Mordechai who refused to worship Haman, therefore, is called a Yehudi.